you for choosing our top fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, how are you? Is this technical support?
This can be technical support. We are customer service and tech support, so how can I help you today?
All right. I recently got set up with you guys, and I'm using the Plume HomePass app.
Okay.
And in the past, in my household, I've had like 5 gigahertz interference, so I've had to manually pick the channel.
Okay.
With my old router and stuff, I had to pick like one of the lower channels, like 48 or 52, something like that. Because usually the standard channel that 5 gigahertz picks is like 157, and I have issues with interference. So I'm going through the HomePass app, and there's no way of manually selecting your channel. It does everything like automatically, which doesn't really work in my household.
I can definitely double check that for you. Can I get your last name, sir? Can
Maloney?
you spell that for me?
Maloney?
First name?
William?
All right. What is your service address?
10 Town Road, Mount Marion, New York, 12456.
Thank you very much. And what is the email address we have on file?
wmaloney3@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that. Give me a sec. Let me double check everything, see what we can do. All right. So, and you're trying to get it so that you can configure, like the bandwidth stuff. So.
Yeah, because what happens is I have my home entertainment center has a wireless subwoofer. So whenever I turn that on, my Wi-Fi speed drops from like super fast of like, almost 1 gigahertz, 1 gig down to like 2 megabyte.
Oh, that's really, really low.
And it's because of the wireless interference with the 157 channel that the Wi-Fi picks. It happened with my old router too, but my old router, I just went into the settings and told it to pick like channel 48 or something.
Okay.
And then I never had an issue
So it looks like
since.
we do. So if, because I don't have the instructional manual for essentially, all of Plume right in front of me. But it does look like if you find the optimization options in your Plume, you can actually change the essentially, how you're saying you're dropping, what signal strength like the channels read on. You can change what the channel width is at. It looks like everything is right now set to the highest possible capacity. So it's looking at all of those channels.
Yeah, I've been through the app and I tried every possible option and I cannot find where I can do that.
Alrighty, give me one moment. Let me see if I can see something in all of this.
There's a network optimize, but it does it, you click and it does it like automatically. But it doesn't let you manually do anything.
Yeah, I'm seeing that on my end as well. Which for as being as up to date and, forward as Plume is, the fact that they don't allow you to do that is a little
I
interesting.
did do some research online, and I read someplace that somebody had to. They called and Plume was able to like unlock that option for them. I did call Plume before I called you, and they said I had to call you guys. So
Okay, so I'm not seeing anything on our end that would allow us to do that, especially from our remote standing from your home. So, yeah, that's very interesting to be like how we, because I can see how we can how it where it should be, but it doesn't give us those options from remote. So, because the only thing I'm seeing is like, changing of that's the one optimization, our steering options, and the only other one I can see is the optimization things, which is just doing it automatically. So yeah, I am not seeing anywhere else that would actually allow us to do that from our side.
Okay.
So there's nothing we can I can do personally for that, and I don't think any of our other technicians that have had in-depth training with Plume and everything be like, yeah, well, you need to go here, here, and here. It's like I can check through our support section.
Do you guys have maybe like a contact person from Plume that would be able to assist?
For something like this, the best option would be to make a request through their support side, especially if you're trying to utilize, because you're utilizing the Plume services.
Yeah.
So that's the only contact we actually know of is direct, like their direct customer support themselves.
Okay. All right.
So, and like I said, I'm not seeing anything on our side that would allow you for that manual essential the manual marking of bandwidth for your Wi-Fi radios.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I guess I can try them. But if they can't help me, then I'm kind of like in a pickle here.
No, and I understand, and I'm sorry that that's right now the only option I'm seeing. So, and again, it's like I could try looking up that information for you, but at the same time, going from the customer's perspective, it's only going to show me how to do it from, us on the on the actual provider side on what we can do, and if it's not an option on our side, it doesn't really help you because it's just
Yeah.
like, I don't know. I don't have the manuals right in front of me. And it's a pain in the butt. And I can understand having the difficulties of trying to make sure that you can, actually go through and ensure that your Wi-Fi network is working the way you want it to.
It's like all the new like mesh type routers and stuff, they try to do everything automatically, and then it probably works for 90% of the people, but there's times where it doesn't, and they like kind of lock you out and don't let you get into like the real in-depth settings, which is kind of frustrating.
Especially if you're like, I know what I need to do. It's the, I need to hard code my system so that it's speaking on X and Y channel, and it's just like, oh, this is an automatic system. We're not going to let you do that. And it's just like, oh,
Yeah.
let me access my settings.
I
So,
know. And I've even tried to automatically optimize it when I was having the issue where you would think it would notice like the interference and would pick a different channel. It doesn't. It doesn't. It just stays on that 157 channel. So it's kind of weird. But all
So,
right, I'll try to contact them. If not, I don't know. I might have to just hook up my old router to the modem and use that.
that's understandable. And you are free to use your own equipment and whenever you like, if that is something that you need to do. But again, I would try contacting Plume customer support, seeing if they, or at least their technical support, seeing if they have someone who could help walk you through a bit more detailed from your side on what to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at our Top Fiber, William, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Matt, bye-bye.